donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we're back, and the phone lines are open. Now, if you're out there and you're in Michigan, if you folks out in Detroit are listening to us, I need to know if we're up, if we're back up, if you can hear us on 1500 out there. Call us and let us know whether we're up. And, of course, if you can't hear us, then you can't call us and let us know that we're not up because you can't hear me, right? Right, Joe? All right.
Remind folks that you took on a lot of new stations all at once. And normally, the way we work with not having advertisers, sponsors, without, you know, selling products, things like that, it takes sometimes a year, 2 years or so to get a station to be self-supporting, be able to support itself. And you took on quite a few stations in 1 year. And the fact that we have not had to drop one of those new stations is nothing short of a God's miracle. The odds of taking on five or six or seven new stations, I can't remember how many in that short period of time, extra, almost beyond belief. So we just thank the Lord, and we thank all of the listeners that made that possible, because you're doing His will. We're just... we're servants doing what the Lord's called us to do. And this is truly a ministry where it's a partnership. Your donations pay the bills. Pastor Ernie has never in 40 years taken a dime for all the work on the radio, all the nights, all the Bible studies and messages he's given. And no one with him has ever taken any money. We all donate our own time, our own treasure, our own talent, and to keep this going. So... we're all busy doing the Lord's work, and He says, we can thank you, but God said, you support a ministry that's doing His work, He will bless you.
Joe, we didn't really have a choice. We understood what was happening. You see, when you understand what's happening, the Bible talks about being a watchman on the wall, and it tells you to watchman on the wall. It makes it very clear. If you see the enemy coming and you don't warn the people, their blood is on you. We saw with this. We knew this whole thing was a scamdemic. We knew from word from day one, this whole Fauci flu, if you what it was all about. It was all about killing people and making money. Killing people and making money. That's what it was all about. In fact, you know, I've got an article here. It's a good article. It says, with America turning into a suicide cult, preaching death by medicine, Big Pharma's mafia is still terrorizing Americans. And biggest health care lies. Pharmaceuticals prevent disease. Vaccines make you healthy. Doctors are expert in health. You have no role in your own healing. Disease is either bad luck or bad genes. Hospitals are places of healing, of health and healing. Conventional medicine is advanced, and more research equals to more cures.
And you've never read more lies before.
Yeah, that's about it, isn't it? Yes. Or what about our constitutional rights?
Well, basically, you know, what's going on is the U.S. Constitution is being violated, and also our state constitution. I would encourage people, you know, read the Declaration of Independence. You know, they're violating Title VII of the Civil Rights Act and Title IV of the Civil Rights Act related to religious exemptions for children and employees and college students. Bottom line is, if you are being harassed, you're fighting for a religious exemption, whether it's for flu shots or, you know, any other kind of vaccine. There are civil rights attorneys nationally who will work for you for free. The first website is First, F-I-R-S-T, firstliberty.org. If you go to firstliberty.org, they have what is called a vaccine mandate toolkit that has sample forms. I listened to a representative who talked about this organization in September. The second one that is free is libertyfirst.legal. libertyfirst.legal. But any time that you are being coerced, threatened, given the runaround relative to an exemption, you have to understand that the person on the other side that is directing these mandates is not your friend. You have to view them as your enemy. All right. They may be the nicest person in the world prior to 2020, but right now they are going after your rights and your liberties. And the civil rights attorneys will tell you that they are violating Title VII of the Civil Rights Act. And in that regard, you can file a complaint with the EEOC, who is the Equal Opportunity Commission, and then also the Ohio Civil Rights Commission. Now, things will move slowly through that, but you do have some avenues to protest what is going on. But again, go to these free websites, consult these civil rights attorneys, and there are other individuals across the country who are helping along the same line.
All right, very good. All right, we have Sharon in Illinois pledges 30, and Steve in Ohio pledges 40. Thank you, Sharon. Thank you, Steve. All right, and say yay.
Yay.
All right, we got it. Thank you. There you
Wonderful.
Go.
Wonderful. What happened to the clapping, to what happened to the puppets with the artificial hands in the background?
Well, see, I wanted to just let people know. We're just going to just tell it the way it is. That's not a real audience. That's canned music that we use,
right.
Huh? And
well, we don't. Well, they notice you introduce everybody that's on the staff, so I think they've kind of figured out if you've got two or three people on phones, the engineer handling the controls, and you and Elaine are at the microphone, there's nobody left to clap.
Well, there's the guy that operates the canned music right now is taking calls, so the phone lines are ringing. But he might be finding out. I'm still waiting to hear from him. Maybe that's what he's talking about, Detroit. Maybe he's on there because I know that we're getting calls from Detroit saying that we were knocked down. But that's the only one so far, praise the good Lord. And so we've been pretty much blessed most of all. We went through all of last week without, you know.
That's wonderful.
And it is because that normally, Joe, like I was telling Eileen, you're right, Eileen. We have enemies, and we have a whole lot of them. And, you know, when people say, you know, you keep hearing about China. No, our biggest threat is not China. It's right here.
Correct.
It's the Democratic Communist Party. They're Antichrist. They are our enemies. They're the enemies of the cross, okay? They hate God, and the Bible says all nations that hate God love death. They love death. They love death. They love death, don't they?
Detroit's back on the air.
All right, good.
Back, and you're right. Communism has always been about death and really evil. Satan, what? He can't wait to shed innocent blood. He can't wait to take the life, you know. People have to understand that this is a spiritual battle between Christ and the Antichrist system, between those that are trying to establish a worldwide government that's Antichrist, and it is a spiritual battle, and we need to, one, be in prayer.
All right, Joe.
The Lord says run to the battle, doesn't he?
Absolutely. We've got Anita in Florida, and she's a pharmacist. Are you there, Anita?
Yes, I'm a graduate of Ohio State University. I've been in pharmacy for almost 50 years. I literally walked away from my $125,000 a year job because I couldn't take any more. This was 5.5 years ago. They changed everything with Walgreens, Publix, Walmart, all the pharmacies. I went to all of them. They would not let me get back in unless I was willing to give the injectables. And I couldn't because after 4 decades, seeing the autism rate going over 1,000%, and being forced to be giving these injectables to children and babies. And when we when we had to renew our licenses for Ohio and Florida in August, September, we had to agree to pass the test and get licensed, that we agree there are no side effects of this, that we have to tell the patients this, that the FDA did approve it, and that we have to give it even hepatitis shots to brand newborn babies in the hospitals. The mother was healthy, no hepatitis, and this is so absolutely wrong. I walked away from it, and I see what's going on. These pharmacists are being forced to do this or they lose their profession. I couldn't do it. I couldn't sell my soul. I walked away. I feel good about it. I'm out there witnessing Jesus Christ to everyone in this great commission and trying to tell everyone. At 2:45 today, I was checking with Duncan at Publix. He's at the customer service. He says, when I get off my ship, I'm going to go run to the pharmacy and get my COVID shot. I said, wait a minute, wait a minute. He was very sold on it. I explained everything like you do, Pastor Ernie. And he goes, are you serious? I go, yes. And I personally know people here in Orlando, Florida, that have dropped dead. Young people, 23, 25, and 31. Healthy athletes, they dropped dead with myocarditis. And he goes, oh, my God. I said, this is divine intervention. I said, please don't get it. He says, I'm so glad I met you. I will not take the shot. We have to get out there and tell as many people as we can. But this is the problem, pharmacists. And another thing is the older pharmacists like me, we know better. We're the chemists, the old-time pharmacists. A lot of us have dropped out of our profession, and you don't hear about us. All these new young pharmacists are so brainwashed, indoctrinated, and being forced to give the injectables. Another problem in pharmacy, we don't have time to give injectables. We are so overwhelmed with all the liabilities and job duties. All this has been going on almost 6 years. See, Big Pharma, and they've been working on us all these years, these last 6 years especially. So now, with the COVID, now it's understood. We pharmacists have to give these injectables and not say anything. It's criminal. And I'm so glad I'm out of it. I'm free of it. I'm not making the money I used to make, but I don't care. I'm spiritually wealthy. And the Lord is very pleased with me, so I just keep doing his work.
Well, God bless you for having principles and standing on principles and values. You know, today, 23 Air Force, members of the Air Force, U.S. Air Force, today they were discharged because they stood on principles. And God bless those people who have... And shame on those lesser people that discharged them.
They're whores. They're prostitutes. And that is the fact. They want all this money, but they're going to pay a dear price for it.
Well, you're absolutely right. That's exactly what God's Word, the Bible, refers to them as whores. They've gone a-whoring and, after mammon. But, you know, here, too, if you go to, and Joe... You know, and we preached on this a couple of weeks ago, Revelation chapter 18, verse 23. It uses the word there, sorcery, which is another word for pharmakia. That is the word
Isn't
for
pharmakia. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is. It's the word pharmakia. It means sorcery.
And
that's where you get the word pharma. And, you know, so the Bible talks about, too, the apothecary and where that's natural herbs, that's God's natural medicines, okay? But pharmakia is sorcery.
That's right. And that's why I'm teaching people all about healing naturally with God's plants and herbs and just like Wendy Wilson does. So wow. It's just a shame so many people, so many professional. The medical profession is terrible here in the United States. I know because I was in it, and I'm free of that bondage.
Well, hypocrisy said, let food be thy medicine.
Exactly. Hypocrisy Institute is a wonderful institute, too.
Well, you know, it's not so much this way today, Anita, as it used to be. But, I mean, Hitler understood something. If you're going to get people in there, people trust their doctors. People trust their doctors. And so that's what he did. He used the so-called medical profession to begin with his euthanasia program. And I noticed something here, not as much as it used to be, but it seems like women have a tendency to trust these doctors a lot more than men. And I don't know, I don't know why that is. Maybe you can tell me why that is. But
I know that. Years ago, in the 1800s, pharmacists were the doctors of America. We went door to door healing people with all the herbs, and the holistic medicine. And of course, the rotten AMA said, no, we're going to have doctors, MDs do this, and we're shutting you guys behind counters so you can just count pills, It's just been a crime what's happened to the medical system here. And I'm glad that those 7,800 nurses stood up and rejected that. And all these hundreds of doctors and virologists, we just got to keep fighting. Just like I said, fight the good fight all the way. We've got to.
Exactly. And it's got to happen at the grassroots level. Get involved with your community. Even if you don't have children in school, go to the school boards to help support the parents. If you can't find like-minded people, go where they are. But get involved, you know, with your community activities, etc., and you will bump into the people that you are looking for. God will lead you there.
Well, it's happening. We're in the third great awakening, and we're going to have a big revival across the whole United States. It's coming. It's coming. I know it is.
I just did a funeral today for a dear old friend. He was a naturopath, and his son told me today that that's what he's going to be. He's taken up and he's going to school now to be a naturopath, just like his father. And I'm seeing more and more naturopaths, and that's what we need. We need to go back. You see, here, it kind of boils down to this. God gave us the herbs, the natural herbs for our healing, and, well, Big Pharma gives us the drugs.
Well, they hijacked. Most of the drugs have a plant base to them.
Yeah.
That's right. Right. Well, all started as plants, but then they had these scientists mimic the pharmacological action of these, you know, plants to make these drugs to feed the masses and, you know, to, you know, just pour synthetics into us with all these side effects. But now they want to change all these POs to injectables so then they can hide whatever they want. Just like you see in these vials with Pfizer and Moderna, and, you know, while the celebrities and Hollywood and politicians get normal saline, while the rest of us, they want to kill. And already two-thirds of Americans have been shot with this poisonous poke, and they want to get the rest of us because they only want their 5% to be living, and the hell with the 95% of the world.
Well, you know, what you were talking about before, these athletes, they're dropping like flies. Not only that, but I had a list, and I have it somewhere, of pilots, of airline pilots. And these, of course, we could not get the list of military pilots that have died.
110 pilots died in a nine-month period of time.
Yeah, and so they're dropping, but you're not going to see one word of that on any of the fake news media, not one word. And that includes Fox News. I haven't heard anything on Fox News about that. Well, all you have to do is look and see who's doing all their advertising there. You know, there you go. Big Pharma owns Fox News, too, so you can't even trust them, can you?
That's right. And they've been planning and scheming this for decades because first they want to get rid of the elderly, the baby boomers and up, because we know too much. Get rid of us, the younger ones, the millennials and genzennials. They've been indoctrinating, brainwashing these years so they can mold them, and which is what they've done. And then get rid of all the babies so we can't reproduce, all the millions of abortions, and then killing them off with these masks and these poisonous vax. And it's really disgusting, but we need to stop talking and get active, just like Charlie Kirk says, and all these wonderful guys like, what's his name, Mark Levin, Dan Bongino, Sean Hannity. These guys are fighting for us. You're fighting for us. We have to keep going with this and just get contagious and stand up to them.
We were talking about this, Anita, back in the 80s. We were talking about this back in the 80s, all of the stuff that you're talking about. Back in the 90s with Robert Kennedy, you know, Jr., or was it early, you know, 2000, whatever, with what was happening to the children.
Right.
We were out there. We were putting this stuff. We've been putting this stuff out now for almost 50 years since we've been on the air. We started back around 1970 talking about the abortion, child killing, how when there's an abortion, that is a child dying, okay? And right. So, and even, you know, even before they were officially legal. So we've been on this for years, and we're going to keep on, and I'm going to tell you. Go ahead.
How do we get more people to find out about you and start listening to your program? They need to be educated about. There's a lot of people that have never heard of you.
If every single person that's...
We hear so much of Fauci, the crook.
If every single person that is listening to this program on a consistent basis would get more involved and active in their community, it's word of mouth. It's involvement. It's being seen. Again, you need to be out there. You need to decide where your line in the sand is and get active.
Oh, I am.
I know you are. I'm just petitioning.
Publix, Walmart, Costco, in the streets, in the parking lots, at churches, everywhere. I'm trying to educate as many people as I can. And they listen. You know what? They still listen to pharma. We were the number one profession for all those years, higher than clergymen, higher than police officers. You know that. But we lost our rank because people lost faith in the medical system. And the pharmacists of today are like wet noodles. All they're in there is to make the money, push the drugs for big pharma. They're like robots. It's disgusting. I walked with one of the pastor's leaders in for her to get her prescription, and I said, I'm on the other side. Praise God. I said, I feel free. I'm spiritually wealthy, even though I'm poor monetarily. I don't care. This is what matters to me.
All righty. Well, God bless you. Thanks.
Thank you, Pastor.
Pardon? Yeah, we got to give 888-281-1110. It's, folks, the phone lines have not been ringing. Right now, we have approximately 30 minutes left in tonight's program, and I don't know where we're at there, but we're nowhere near our goal, okay? Nowhere near. And so, folks, you gotta call in, because if we don't make our goal, then Mighty Andrew has to make up the difference there.
Checks in the mail.
Okay. There you go. 888-677-9673. 888-281-1110. We got to see the phone lines light up again. We got to see them light up. We got to make our goal. This is the last pledge. And again, Joe, we got to just thank the good folks out there. And the letters, I want to thank all of you for those nice letters you write. We read every one of them. And again, I just want to thank all the folks that have kept us on this year. It's been a battle. And you know, also the newsletter. The newsletter, I mean, it's growing by leaps and bounds. And folks, we send out all the things we talk about here. We send out, you get information on that newsletter. And especially, we've had, I don't know how many people, the religious exemption letter that we sent out,
mm-hmm.
We've had more people call us and say, thank you, Pastor, for that letter, because of that, I didn't have to take the poisonous poke. I kept my job.
So. Right.
Alrighty.
I was going to tell Anita that one of the things she can get on the newsletter list and hand out the newsletters with the ministry information. And the other, Anita, I wanted to ask, can you get a hold of any of those forms that show that you were supposed to sign, you know, saying that you would give the shots and that you would, you know, not say anything bad about the vaccines or anything? Could you get any of those things too, Pastor Ernie?
Those are usually done by email directly to an employee, so I'm not sure whether that's accessible.
I wonder if there was any way to get a hold of a copy of one of those.
All right.
Would it be something to send into the ministry office to pastor?
All right. If you folks out there listening have one of those, what he's talking about, let us know, and we'll let you know, right?
Right.
Because we are the watchmen on the wall here. That's what we do. And so we want to praise the good Lord. Now, let me give you Elaine's number again. If you have questions there, folks, her number is 440-478-4073. That's if you have health and wellness questions that Pastor Joe can't answer. And by the way, Joe, I heard what Anita said. She said they're coming after the old folks. I am not going to let them touch you. Don't worry.
Well, in actuality, I don't know the exact name of it, but during the Obama administration, there was a report done by Health and Human Services about the lack of contribution to society for anybody over the age of 50.
Yeah.
All right. So there's been a lot of that off and on, you know, in our history with the government.
That's why this vaccine was especially designed to take out the elderly and the those with the comorbidities, the weak, get rid of the what they call useless eaters, and those that are past their time where they're beneficial to society.
All right, Steve Barnum from Minnesota pledges 100. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
There you go. There you go. Okay. We've got to keep the phone lines lit tonight, folks. You know, here's what I've got, Elaine, here, this one here. This is, it's called Orchestrating a Collapse. Orchestrating a Collapse. It's time, dear readers, this is by Patrice Lewis. It's time, dear readers, to venture into the forbidden territory of what some people claim is a conspiracy theory and examine the possibility that our government, especially the current regime, is deliberately bringing down America. No kidding, right?
Every single thing that they put in place since January 1st is designed to do that.
Well, let's see. She mentions here the bank, Biden bank nominee. We want oil and gas companies to go bankrupt. I heard her say it. I heard her say it. Okay. Biden's policies clearly drove gas prices up. Oh, yeah. I was getting gas for $1.89 a gallon when Trump was in office.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's up to, I just went by the gas pump down here, $3.35 a gallon.
And in the western states, it's up to $6 and $7 a gallon.
Internal reports, more than half of Border Patrol agents may be fired for being unvaccinated. Well, the recent court rulings, I think, put a stop on that.
Yes, it did. Put a hold on everything.
Put a hold. Tom Cotton says high gas prices are the intended effect of Joe Biden's energy policy. It's not some accident. Absolutely. They want to limit our travel. They don't think that we need their permission to go where we want to go. And like Ayok and that said, we're living too good.
Well, they want to limit our ability to move around, and that's a violation of the Constitution. And also basically control what you do every single day for you to become more compliant, dependent on the government, you know, et cetera. And the only reason that things have not moved along in their direction is because we have too many guns in the United States.
Teacher says critical race theory radicalized her curriculum and creates racial hostility. That's exactly what it is. Turn the whites against the blacks, turn the vax against the unvax.
Correct. Division.
It's divide and conquer. Divide and conquer.
And separate family members and friends.
Now, and we've been reporting on this too. A massive steal of farms are underway. Goal is to reduce food production in the U.S. That's right. They want to control people by the food. Okay.
They're paying farmers to destroy their crops. All right, and they're not going to get their subsidies unless they do.
Well, there's a couple things happening. The suicide rate amongst farmers is on a huge increase. That's happening now. Why? A lot of farmers now, they know that they're going to lose their farms. Bill Gates and the Chinese, the communist government, are buying up farmland. They're the biggest owners of farmland in America.
And the same thing's going on here in the state of Ohio. Our governor is part of that.
There you go. Joe Biden weaponized the Department of Justice to go after the concerned parents. By the way, you know, they hired 80,000 IRS agents.
Amazing.
Truckers face mounting threats from government regulations that could collapse already strained supply lines. And of course,
and the truckers are fighting back, actually.
Yeah.
They're not going to put up with it.
No. Enormous crackdowns on free speech. Well, you saw what's happening when they weaponized again the FBI against parents. And the parents have found out what they're, and by the way, here, books including adult sex with minors, in Virginia schools, they're back in the library. They put all those books the parents found out about. They went there, and the parents had a massive turnout, and they said, well, we're going to fix this. We're going to get rid of that. They're not. They're back. the corrupt and the public fool system. If you love your kids, if you love your children, get them out of there. Get them out of there. We've been telling you this now for 50 years. Get them out of the public school system.
Well, even in Texas, you know, it's a pretty good conservative state. There were a couple of people thrown out of the Rock Island School Board, removed from meetings, two members by the other three, the liberals. They were arrested, Jeremy Story and Dustin Clark, and they were they claim they are it was a political hit job, and because they're fighting the liberals who want to go after the children, and there's a lot of complaints. They had an open meeting. This is a big school board, and what they wanted to do is put in 19 chairs, 18 chairs at this meeting, and yet they have about 50,000 students that attend dozens of schools in the Round Rock District, so one of the largest high schools in Texas, and to shut it down to parents. So when the other two board members, you know, spoke up, they got arrested. So, I mean, this is getting to where they're arresting school board members who don't go along with the progressive communist socialists. And this is a real battle, folks.
Well, those aren't police. Those are prostitutes that are arresting those people. You've got to stand, you know, you've got to stand on principles. And police do your job. If you don't, if you're dirty, if you go whoring, you become dirty.
Yeah, because they're in Texas. They have an Open Meeting Act that states the public must have full access to school board meetings. Sure, it is a state law. And the school board is just put out 19 chairs for a huge school district.
I got to say this real quick. Nick from Texas pledges 100. Ruth from Mount Zion, West Virginia, pledges 200. Rosetta Trimble from Michigan pledges 100. Misty from Virginia pledges 300. She also issues a challenge of someone to match her 300. Do you hear that out there, folks? We're going to go to a fast break. This is the best time to call right during this break. We'll be right back.
What child is this?
The Son of Mary.
So bring him incense gold and myrrh, come present King to own him. The King of Kings salvation brings, let loving hearts enthrone him.
This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. This is Christ the King, the Babe, the Son of Mary.
What child is there so laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch.
Alrighty, we're back, and we need, Joe, to reach our goal, we need $1,650 left, and that's just about $100 a minute for the rest of this night. Unless somebody out there says, look, I'll just pledge the whole $1,650, and we'll get it over with.
I'll give you $100.
Okay, now we need $1,550.
Okay.
Make that $1,550.
God has blessed with that with the talent to have a professional practice, a business, or they're a singer, songwriter, you know, do things like that, the ability to make money, and it, just prayerfully consider, you know, donating to the ministry. God says what? Give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet with all it shall be measured to you again. Luke 6:38, what God is saying, you cannot give the Lord. He will make sure if you give that you are able to keep on giving.
Amen.
You are able.
Here's some good news. Well, we need good news, don't we? Huge election poll worker turnout for Republicans in Dane County, Wisconsin. Up from last election was 41 Republican poll workers they had. That went from 41 to 318. You think? Now, there's things happening all across the country with these. Unfortunately, you know, we keep hearing about they're going to have a edit the election results there in PA, but it's not exactly what you think. It's a rhino rouge that's taking place. For the poor folks there in Pennsylvania, they know for a fact that they've got thousands and thousands. In fact, today, they're out of Arizona. They had another county. They gave results, and they found, like we said, you had way more people voting than you had that were voters.
Registered voters, yeah.
Yeah, way more, you know, the election fraud was unbelievable, and yet all of those in the media, so many people that stood there looked right into that camera. After we watched them flip the numbers upside down, after we watched them do it, they stood there and they looked at you straight up and lied through their teeth, didn't they?
Well, remember what they said, tell a lie. If you're going to tell a lie, tell a big lie. Tell it long and loud, and the people will believe it, because they're not going to believe that you could possibly lie about something like that. It's the little lies that get caught, because people are looking for that deception. Those big, bold-faced ones. But, hey, I've got some good news. Remember Chrissy Matthews?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's finally jumping ship from Fox, and he's headed for...
No, you mean not Chris Matthews. You're talking about Chris
Wallace.
Yeah,
I mean Chris Wallace.
Yeah, he's heading CNN, isn't he?
Yep, he's going to CNN.
That's where he belonged. He was always, he was never, conservative at all. He was always a Democrat.
Belonged there, and now he's finally. Well, he didn't admit it. He just said he's going there because they're going to do something new and better that he's not been able to do. But it's interesting. Roger Stone said there was a time when Chris Wallace was a real reporter like his father, but now he's just a demented propagandist and a congenital liar.
Well, you have somebody else over there at the CNN that got a lot of attention here recently, didn't you?
Oh, yes. They seem to be in the news quite a bit. Chris Cuomo, he got little problems, but now his CNN producer has been arrested for allegedly sexual training of a 9-year-old underage girl and others, and the Western Journal talks about just the details of his indictment are totally sickening, the stuff that he did. Basically, he's messaging people to parents of minor daughters, conveying them that a woman is a woman regardless of her age. Women should be sexually subservient and inferior to men. And he was grooming some of these young girls and, transferring money, sent one mother and her 9-year-old daughter to fly where he picked them up, took them to his house. And at the house, the daughter was directed to engage in and did engage in unlawful sexual activity. In other words, he raped a little child, 9-year-old girl. And this was Chris Cuomo's CNN producer. Well, there's something wrong over at that network.
There's something wrong with the entire Democratic Party. There's so many of those, especially the Congress and that are involved in pedophilia. It is rampant. It is rampant amongst the Democrats.
And they're saying there's something wrong with us while they're into this pedophilia and lying and deceiving and raping children, but they love to call us names. But hey,
wait a minute. Mary from New York pledges 100. Joe from New York pledges 50. And Elaine right here just pledged 100.
I found out there was a doctor who now claims Biden is mentally fit for office. Did you hear that?
Who was that, President Fauci?
No, her name is Dr. Jill. Oh, Dr. Jill Biden.
Oh.
Dr. Jill was the doctor that said, of course, she's got her doctorate in education, so she's a expert in psychology and dementia. You'd have to be a liberal teacher. You'd have to be a little demented, so she ought to know.
All right, very good. 888, folks, we've got approximately 7 minutes left tonight, and so we need approximately $1,550. So 888-281-1110. 888-281. We gotta get about $200 a minute.
Yeah, there's some 200. We haven't heard. We haven't got any donations tonight from what? Denver, Little Rock. I haven't heard from San Diego, Portland.
Right. We haven't heard anything from. We have some from Little Rock here. We got Bugs Bunny from Little Rock.
Right. He's in Little Rock. I forgot that. Yeah.
Okay. So we need.
Austin.
And we have some. No, we've got some from Texas. I don't remember any from San Diego. Do you remember any from San Diego?
Or Orlando, Tampa?
Nope, we haven't had. Yeah, we did. Our pharmacist, the lady Anita, she's from there.
Oh, okay.
Well, we haven't heard anything from, well, like I said, San Diego, or we've heard quite a bit from Minnesota. And Michigan.
Canada.
Michigan was off the air.
Listeners up in Canada.
I think we got one from Michigan. Yeah, we did have some from Canada. But we need to get some. You're right, we didn't have anything from Portland. And we didn't have anything from, well, we've had plenty from New York, from New Jersey tonight. Or I don't remember getting any from Philadelphia, do you?
I didn't hear that.
No, I didn't get. I don't think we had anything. Come on, folks. We got now. We've got about 5 minutes left.
Well,
so
the story is, folks, we have to have stations that are self-supporting. We've got a couple of stations that the listeners donate more than the cost of their airtime, and that helps keep some of the other stations floating. But we have to set up the ministry where the station you listen to is self-supporting. Donations pay the airtime. And I want to repeat, Pastor Ernie, in all the years he's been on radio, has never taken a single dime in salary. We are working for the Lord. And being the watchman on the wall, no one in this ministry has ever taken any money. And so your donations pay the bills. They do not benefit us in any way, shape, or form. And the goal is to get every station self-supporting so we can keep on, you know, keep them all without losing any. Once we lose the station, you can almost, we've never gotten one back that we've lost, have we?
No, and we have approximately 9 hours in a week's time, because we have a little bit less than in 2 hours on every radio program. So in a week's time, 5 days, we have about 9 hours that we have to raise enough money to stay on the entire rest of the month.
Right, and we try and do it 1 week a month, so we're not constantly harping. We hate asking for money, so we try and do 1 week of fundraising. And then the rest of the month, we can just worry about what's happening in the world, what's happening in your neighborhood, and preaching the gospel and winning souls to Christ.
All right, I've got to hit a couple things hard. Did you know that the Chinese titans have lavished Hunter Biden with what they call a 3-carat gem offer of $30 million? $30 million. For Hunter Biden's expertise, which...
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I suppose maybe he'd donate some of that, maybe, like $1,500.
Yep.
I don't think so, do you? I think we've said too many things about him. He probably doesn't listen to us anymore.
No, I don't think he does. Do you think maybe he'll ever paint us a picture? You know, the Chinese and the Russians and all these people are paying millions and millions for his artwork.
Yeah, I don't think we're on their happy list. So they're on that list who would like to see us off the air as quickly as possible.
The Biden crime cartel has picked up where the Clintons left off. The Clintons weren't able to sell out the entire country, but Biden is selling us off left and right, isn't he?
Well, yeah, it's just hard to believe that somebody would be so evil that they could sell out their country for just some money when he's not had a bad living all his life, and to get that greedy is a pretty sign that he's been overcome by evil and the devil.
Here,
so long ago.
You know, in New York, you don't have to be a citizen to vote. You can vote in New York for the mayor
That's amazing to me.
Yeah. Well, they didn't get that passed yet, did they? Aren't they trying to do that?
I thought it passed.
No, I thought it passed.
I thought it passed. Okay, wow.
So there you go.
So all you have to do, folks, is cross the border, turn yourself in. They let you go. They give you an airplane ride, and you go to New York. You get off. You go in and start collecting your benefits, and then you can go vote for more benefits.
That is if you're not slated into...
like them to treat you.
And that is if you're not slated into the human and sex trafficking avenues.
Oh, well, yeah, of course.
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing there in Pennsylvania, too, because you had this fellow who was a championship swimmer. And, in the mail, and he was winning, but what he did is he went and he shaved off his beard, and then he became a championship female swimmer. He felt like he was a woman, and so now he is so far ahead in these matches that, I mean, it's an amazing thing that these women that are competing against him can't, you know, when you're in a race like that, can't even come within 30 seconds of him, which is in that swimming championship is like out of this world. So,
yeah, 38 seconds. That's in a sport where things are, you know, if you're within a second or so, I mean, that's 2 or 3 seconds is a huge victory margin. Sometimes it's a fraction of a second. You think about that. And the other teammates are all just, you talk to the doctors, even though he's taking hormones and all that, and they, you know.
Well, we're out of time for tonight. Mary from Parma pledges 50. Thank you, Mary. Judy from Colorado pledges 100. And that puts us down to about, we're down to about, I believe, about 1,400 that we still need. So, folks, you're going to have, we're going to be here for a few minutes. And you'll have, you know, for the next, say, 5 or 10 minutes, we need someone to call in and say, I'll do the whole 1,400, right? Joe, tell the folks.
We need somebody to let God touch your heart.
Tell the folks out there how they can do the most important thing that they'll ever do.
The most important thing you'll ever do is decide where you're going to spend eternity. In other words, whether or not you accept Jesus Christ and his offer of everlasting life and forgiveness and mercy, or not take him up on his offer and deny him and spend eternity in hell. Jesus came to this earth as God's way to pave the path between sinful man and holy, righteous God, because the wages of sin, well, of course, God said is death. And we were all doomed to death, but he sent his son to take, Jesus came to take your place, my place, Pastor Ernie's place, upon that cross. So that decision to repent of your sins, to turn from your sinful life, Scripture tells us, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. That comes from Romans 3:23. And the Bible also tells us that if we are to confess that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's Romans 10:9. So you pray to the Father. This is what you need to do. And you ask to be forgiven for your sins, and you have to do this with a truly repentant heart. You can't just say the words. You have to really repent of your sin and ask for forgiveness of that sin. Ask the Father, and then ask Jesus to become Lord of your life, all of your life, without reservation, any reservation at all. That you want the down payment of the Holy Spirit to come and dwell in you, that you want to become a born-again believer, a child of the kingdom, a joint heir with Jesus, an everlasting life.
Amen.
Family.
That's right, and you've got God's word on it, so do it tonight. Don't wait. You may not have it tomorrow. We are out of time for tonight. We want to thank Jack in San Diego, pledged 500, and Dolores in Brooklyn pledges 200. Thank you.
Thank you. We're catching up.
And till tomorrow, we want to say, let's do it. Good night. God bless.
God bless.
And always, always,
keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.